was driven by what we had heard from the people. We are now moving from the strategy of strategic silence to when we were listening and people were speaking to that of strategic visibility and communication.
Does this mean that your party is now raring to go and your party leader, Watchman Ncube, will be heard and seen more often, or will this be followed by another long silence?
The strategy was to be silent and open our ears. Now it's strategic visibility and communication. Certainly the highest office in the party, that of the presidency, will be speaking on a more regular basis, will be visible on a more regular basis. We have started, literally switched on the lines, and we are not switching them off, and it's now a little continuer, if you like.
What new measures have you put in place to curb further defections from your party and ensure that your party members are satisfied with the way your party is run?
Worry a political party. For instance, you don't see the problem in our party that you see in MDCT, that you are seeing in ZANU-PF, which are littered by factionalism. MDCT, where their president is telling people that are in the leadership that if they want change in the leadership, they should go and form their own party. We are not seeing that with us. It's very unfortunate that in our state we are so attractive for communication that if you have four people resigning in a year, it is a catastrophe. It is not. It is a natural process. What we have done is that we have come up with a value proposition which is going to be a benchmark, which is going to be the hallmark of our communication. You are going to start seeing and feeling us. But the difference is, before, we believe and we still do that ideas matter. But possibly our communication style and system emphasized that it maybe did not speak to the heart, it spoke to the brain, and people vote with their hearts probably more than they vote with their brain.